Vectis Radio on DAB.
We've got the lovely Moira in. She's going to tell us all about Rotary. So, good afternoon, Moira.
Hello.
Is it pronounced Moira?
Moira? It's Moira.
Moira.
Yeah.
And you're part of the Rotary for the combined Isle of Wight.
Yes, three clubs.
Three clubs all together.
Yeah.
And what is it you want to tell us about today?
Well, I became president this year.
All right, well done.
And the Rotary year starts in at the end of June.
Right.
To the end of June.
Right.
So I can't believe it. I mean, I'm nearly at the end of my presidential year.
Oh, right.
It's just gone so quickly. And I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good.
And I've enjoyed a welcome that I had, because I had to come back. I hadn't been very well.
Right.
Came back into Rotary, and people are so welcoming, you know, and they work alongside you and everything. Really enjoyed it.
So what did you get up to in your year?
Well, one of the things that we did, well, apart from coming here to the Riverside for the general, I can't remember what it was called now, where all the businesses come
right,
in and
yeah.
everything. Apart from that, what I do remember is we had something called Party on the Green in Ryde.
Right.
And highlight.
That's an annual thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not doing it this year.
Oh, right.
The big thing that stood out for me was, wait for it, Spider-Man.
Really?
He was so good, and it's Princess, can't remember her name. He had a princess with her.
Right.
And I think she is one of these characters who turn into something else.
Right.
And they were so good with the young kids. The coats were trailing round after them, you know, and they were doing all sorts. So I went over and I said, can I have my photograph taken with you, please?
So he's got a fan then.
So, yes, I really enjoyed that. And just to let people know, I mean, Rotary has its own charity, and it's called the Rotary Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And each year, each club, because we're all the same organisation on the island, puts an amount of money into that.
Right.
So that when we need to raise quite a bit of money.
Yep.
And it's a small island, really, but
it
people
is,
are very
yeah.
generous. What we can do is, if you raise a certain amount, over a certain amount, our charity matches it.
Oh, right.
So, for example, we wanted to give the hospice some money, and we raised £750.
Yeah.
All right.
And so that was matched by our charity, because we'd raised it sort of on the island.
So you doubled it.
And so it was doubled, which is really good.
It is good.
So our foundation does help a lot of people, and it's international.
It is, yes. But a lot goes on the island as well, doesn't it?
An awful lot goes on the island, and it's normally kept within. We have seven areas of focus. So, for example, people won't make a big thing of it, but I know some of us go into schools and listen to young kids read.
Right, yes.
And having been a teacher myself, I know how important that is.
Yes.
Because I know there are parents out there, no fault of theirs, but they can't read.
Yeah.
So therefore they can't pass it on to the children.
Yes.
So I know some who regularly go in and do that. And that's part of, you know, what we try and do. It's child health in a way.
Yes.
You know, because they will learn and they will, you know, encourage others.
And they do it voluntarily.
And they do it. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Everything. We are volunteers.
Yes.
Yeah. And our bucket collections, if you ever see us collecting money, especially around Christmas time, that is all pooled together and it's just divided out to island charities.
Yes.
So we try and raise as much, obviously, as that. And, for example, we were able to give the Carers Association some money to take out young carers for an evening to have a nice time.
Nice.
Because they basically go to school, go home, get the food ready,
yes.
get the, whoever it is ready for bed,
yes.
and it would give them a break.
Yeah.
So they're going to go 10-pin bowling at Rye Super Bowl.
Nice.
And have a meal. And there's going to be 25 going one day and then next week another 25. So
that's good, isn't it?
Those sort of things go on, which people don't hear about.
No, they don't.
Because we're forever doing something. The environment's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I grew up in Wales and, was able to walk out of the town into the countryside.
Yes.
In 10 minutes, And it was so important. I learnt an awful lot.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage the people on the Isle of Wight to look after the island.
Yes.
So I'm looking at some projects at the moment.
So that could be litter picking, or that could be remembering to shut the gate after you when there's cows in a field.
Yes. Yes. All of those sort of things that you don't think about really.
No.
But it's promoting and saying, please don't throw your beer can outside of your car window so it ends up on the curb or
take
wherever.
It home and put it in
take
the bin.
Take it home, put it in the bin, recycle it.
Yeah.
And I've met a young man, mainly because we joined the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, right.
And I've met a young man who started a business in recycling plastics.
Right.
Good for him, It was a hobby, apparently, to start with.
But so what does he recycle rubbish into?
Into little things like key rings.
Oh, right.
Things you can put on a little necklace. It depends on the colours that he gets, from the whatever he's recycling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that sounds fascinating.
Super.
Yeah.
That is really good.
I think the way forward is definitely recycling. We can't keep throwing stuff out all the time.
No.
We're just going to run out of things, aren't we?
Yeah.
And run out of space to put it.
Yeah. This is true.
That's right, yeah.
I know that every year you have your big sale, don't you? Your big...
Yes, that's in Shanklin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you raise quite a bit then, don't you?
They do in that area. And again, the money goes to the people in that area, who have help them and donated stuff. Well, everybody across the island donates stuff. But that is really good.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what's next for you?
What's next? I'm looking at an environmental project.
Right.
I'm in consultation with a person from a local council in my area about a piece of land.
Right.
And I want to basically, not just me, obviously, but encourage people to look at the plan I've got for that piece of land.
Right.
And make it into a wildflower meadow for butterflies and bees.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But also have curved pathways cut through.
Yeah.
So they can walk through to an arboretum in the middle. Where there are trees that have been planted by red squirrels.
Right.
Now you'll say, how do red squirrels know where to put the things to grow the trees?
I get how they would, but where, yeah.
Yeah. What happens is, if you look in your garden at home and you've got a trough or a plant pot and you've got this little oak tree growing in it.
Yeah.
That's a squirrel.
That has been planted by a squirrel. Yes. Literally thinking, this will make a big tree for me so I can have more acorns. But they put them in.
Yes.
And obviously they don't eat all of the things that
they
say.
They forget where they are.
They forget.
Yes.
So we've got some oak trees growing. We've got some hazelnut trees growing.
Is that again the squirrels?
Pardon?
Is that again the squirrels?
Oh, yeah. Only. They're only things that have been planted by squirrels.
Oh, right.
That's interesting.
That sounds fascinating.
So I want to call it the Red Squirrel Meadow. That's if my dream comes true.
Why shouldn't it? If you don't have the dream in the first place, it can't come true, can it? So that's an excellent idea. I like the idea of a wildflower meadow.
Brilliant.
Encouraging native insect species.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's good. Excellent. So that's going to be to an extent, your legacy from being president of, yeah. One excellent thing.
Isn't it just? Yeah. So if people want to join the Rotary, how do they go about it?
There are different ways. For example, we meet at PC's Cafe up Watergate Road.
Right.
Now, if people know where that is and think, the Rotary meet there, if you went in there, they would tell you what evenings we come to that place for our meetings.
Yes.
And we have a meal as well. And they will also have the contact details of the secretary.
Right.
So they can contact the secretary. Or look it up online.
Yes.
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram.
You're everywhere.
Yes.
Like everybody else. Just, you know. It's just giving that little bit, and it's not difficult, you know. It's rewarding for yourself because you think, wow, I did that. Or
so if people want to come along to Rotary, they can make contact in the first place, or they can just turn up and they'll be welcomed.
They'd be welcome, yes, if they just say turned up on the night.
Yes,
obviously we'd say who are you and how did you know about us and whatever. Yeah. Sorry, I'm.
That's all right.
Yes, so definitely.
It sounds like it's a very fulfilling and worthwhile
thing to do.
Indeed. Well, thank you for that. Thank you, Mara. Really, really good. So if you want to know more about Rotary on the Island, basically just Google it. It'll be there.
Oh, definitely.
And then you can be like-minded people, do some, make your mark on society.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And help out your local community.
Yeah.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.